Hello and welcome to the podcast, Okay Karen.
Okay Karen.
With Angela and Betsy. Hi. Welcome.
Hello,
we're in season two and today we are going to talk about fashion trends in 2021.
Aren't y'all so excited? And I must say, Betsy and I don't know if we have any fashion trends on, but we both have our lipstick going on tonight.
I have a lipstick on. Yep. I am wearing one of them that we're going to talk about.
I'm just wearing a gray sweater thing because I'm cold.
You look very fashionable.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you are listening to this as audio, that's okay. We'll try and describe in detail everything. We will have some pictures up. If you're watching on YouTube, you get to see the pictures too. Bonus. But if you're listening, we'll try and make sure we describe everything so you know what's going on with the fashion trends. Are we ready?
There you go. Hold on. Should we do some shout outs?
Yeah. Who do you want to shout out?
No one. I don't have any. Do you have any?
You brought it up.
Well, because we always do shout outs.
We want to thank all of our followers, all of our listeners. You know,
yeah, you're, that's
I was
right.
going to say you're why we do this, but it's really for ourselves.
It is. It's our own entertainment during
In fact,
this topic,
I was like, let's do something with fashion because we really enjoyed our wedding dress episode. If you haven't heard it. It's in season one. We had so
even
much fun.
If y'all didn't like it and watch it,
we loved it. So just talking about wedding dresses, it was royal weddings. We haven't even got into it. Did we mention celebrity?
No, we mentioned some celebrity and then we mentioned some weddings in movies. Also,
yes,
remember?
Yeah. Not many though. So. We were running out of time because we have a lot to say about wedding dresses, obviously. But we had so much fun and it was probably our worst viewed. Yes, it got less views even than the period podcast. So
yeah,
that's pretty
which
bad.
Is crazy.
So Angel was like, I don't think people want to listen to us talk about fashion. And I was like, I want to talk about fashion to you. She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, then we'll do it. Let's have fun.
So
I'll talk to you Wednesday night.
Even though some people might not say we're the most fashionable, although I totally think we are, it for us goes back a long way. Do you remember? I mean, we would talk about like after award shows or something, we talk about dresses. Mm-hmm. When you were in Belize, I bought the magazines and made notes of all the dresses and sent them to you.
It was some of the funnest mail that I got when I was there. And the girls that I lived with, the other volunteers, we would get People Magazine and other things from Angela. Mm-hmm. And it would have sticky notes with different comments from Angela. And I think once I did sticky notes back and gave it back to you, I don't remember, but it was super fun. I mean, those magazines hung out in our house and even the male teachers, volunteers would flip through those magazines and we'd be like, what are you guys doing? They're like, shut up. We have no news. We have no news here. I'm like, well, now you have celebrity news. So, so we really enjoyed that.
You know, yeah. If I'm in a third world country, I'm going to need some things like that.
Yeah.
So I sent it to you. Yes. But it was, you know, we talked about fashion even then when you had no idea what was going on in the world.
And it's honestly the only reason that I watch the award shows most of the time because
me too, basically.
I don't, a lot of times I don't even know what's on anymore. But
the
I'm
movies,
like,
yeah.
Ooh, but look at that dress.
I know.
So let's get started with what our trends are up and coming for 2021. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
All right. I was going to shout out everybody that's watching and listening.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate you. We appreciate you. Okay. So, I'm going to pull up the list here.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Do you remember anything on the list?
I remember a belt. So the first
you
thing
want to talk about
is,
belts first.
Yeah. The first thing it's kind of like what you have in your closet that is fashionable and how you can reuse it this year to make it kind of like look new or become more fashionable.
Yes. And we'll link the article that we're referring to.
It's an InStyle article, right?
It is. I did look up Vanity Fair and another fashion InStyle and got some ideas from there too. But I like this one because it was like stuff that it's already what we're going to wear.
Most people, have in their closet.
Versus sometimes they're like showing you runway stuff and you're like, who the heck is going to wear that? You know,
and then let me go buy it for $100.
Right. Or $1,000.
Yeah.
So I like that, that was, so it was more like actually what you're going to see people wearing versus like, they show you these styles on the runway and you're like, well, what is that? How is that going to affect the clothes that I'm going to buy? Because it isn't like these crazy things are what people are going to wear. It's like little elements of them that trickle down to what they're actually giving the normal people
like
to wear.
Like if y'all have ever seen Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
When she's wearing the blue sweater.
That's right. What kind of blue is it? I don't remember the name of the blue. It's some blue.
Yeah, like I don't know either.
4 years ago, it was on the runway, which then went here and here and here, all the way to JCPenney's where you got it on sale.
Where you found it in a bin on sale. Yeah, she kind of put her in her place.
Such a good movie. Such a good movie.
It really is. Okay. It
really is. All right, here we go. So I'm going to screen share and pull us up right here.
Okay.
Sorry about the
list. This is... Yeah. Okay, is this also a Kylie Jenner?
Well, we have advertisements. So the first one here is belts.
Right.
So this model here in belts. What do you think about belts, Angela?
You know, I'm not a huge belt person. I definitely don't wear belts with like dresses. But that's just me. That might be.
What do you think about this black belt with the floral?
Again, I'm not a big belt with dresses. Okay. So I mean, if I do wear a belt, it's in pants around belt loops. What are we looking at now?
So you're more of the 90210 belt look that we see here.
Okay. I am none of those looks. I'm gonna be
but
honest.
As you see here, they have the belts on their mom jeans and on this skirt. I think those are shorts.
Ooh, that's a shame, man.
Well, I mean, you know, it was in style then. I do. So I was telling Angela, I see a lot of trends that are coming out now that are very much from the 90s. So I'm going to give you some examples from 90210 and Clueless, because some of these things, I actually went walking in the mall this morning with my kids in the stroller and I was shocked. I'm like, this looks like high school, right? I sent the picture to Angela.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, and this is what we wore in high school or wanted to wear or our friends wore. I mean, it was like.
And my nieces now that are in high school and some in like beginning, just starting college. They are into Birkenstocks. And I'm like, Birkenstocks? That's what we did in high school, which was just a few years ago, but still.
Just a few years ago. It's already coming back. It's so crazy. Right.
But you know what else they like? Keds.
They
just
like what?
Simple Keds. Yes, the tennis shoe.
Kids. I'm like, they like children.
No, Keds.
Okay. So are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
The next one is bralettes.
Yeah, I've never worn
a bralette. We forgot to say belts, hit or miss.
Yeah.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
For dresses, thumbs down for me. For with pants and stuff, I'll wear them, but I don't have a lot of belts.
Now let's say how we feel about if we're doing thumbs up for personally what I wear, or if it's like, yes, this trend is cute and I like it and it's, you know, it's good that it's coming back.
Okay. I just said personally what I would do.
Okay.
Thumbs
personally,
down for dresses.
I don't wear a lot of belts with pants or with dresses.
Yeah.
I don't mind this trend. I think it's cute. I think like belts are fun. So I'm going to give it a thumbs up for that because it's not just about me. I think like this is a fun trend that's coming up. It's not
I'll give it a thumbs up for it's a cute trend because it can change, you know, outfit.
Yeah, for sure.
But again, personally, yes, no, I'm not a belt person. So I don't do belts.
Okay, now let's go to the next one, which I'm going to just tell you right now, it's getting a thumbs down for me.
Oh, 100 for everything personally. And like, no one should just walk out in a bralette.
Well, and they had the other article I saw also had bralettes. And they had them like, you know, under a little jacket or under a sweater like this, under
or
a
even,
sheer,
you know,
sheer was coming
I was
back,
just
like
about
net
to say,
and sheer
yeah,
stuff,
sheer and net that,
which
that you could see through
right back 100. To Clueless and 90210. I was really?
Sure.
Sheer with something with a little tank underneath or a bralette? Yeah.
But that's how you wear a bralette, not just let me put on a bralette and walk outside, you know, or that's just me.
this is why I, this is a thumbs down. It personally, I'm not going to wear this.
Me either.
What occasion do you wear this? I just don't get it. And secondly, I don't
think she looks like she's heading to a wedding.
Good grief.
I would never pair what she has on. The pants with that sweater top, it's like they're one shade off. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why are those together? Like,
right.
I don't think she's, is she trying to match them exactly? I don't think so. But then why are they so close in color? I don't know. Anyway, the whole look, I'm going to say no. And I also think that like, this is great for models and on the runway, but how does this go to like the average American woman? I don't know people except high schoolers that would walk around in a bralette and pants.
But high schoolers can't even do this in high school. You know, they at least have a dress code that they have to follow.
So on their free time, they can.
Maybe on the weekend. Yeah. But still, I mean,
it's not Beverly Hills people. If this isn't from really in 90210, they were allowed to wear bralettes and pants to their school.
And they did.
Because Donna had her midriff exposed every episode, I feel like. But so I'm doing thumbs down. You're doing thumbs down.
Yes.
I just don't see how it's going to work for anyone outside of modeling.
True. I agree.
And Instagram influencers.
Oh, that's good. Or TikTokers.
TikTokers? Is that what you call them?
I just came up with that. Yeah. So
that's awesome. Okay. I'm not on TikTok, so I don't know.
I'm not on TikTok either. But they make a lot of money.
Okay, here we go.
Okay,
so black and white. Now what does this picture remind you of?
Clueless.
100%. It looks like I could wear this for Halloween and go as Cher from Clueless.
Oh yeah. For sure.
That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes. Now I like Dion. Black and white.
Yes.
So this is thumbs up all around for me.
Thumbs up for me personally. Thumbs up. I mean, just for everybody. I think black and white is just classy.
It's just classy.
You can wear it in so many different ways. Classy. Yeah. We're just classy. Okay. Now I do have to tell you. I do.
What are we doing?
I have a picture. I'm getting it. Just a second, Karen. So I have several black and whites here. We have Cher here, of course, and this meets several things because she's got the sheer going on, which is not in the list we're showing you, but it was on several other lists. Okay, so we have this, and then we also have, remember the PE scene?
Oh, the gym class? Forget that. Yes,
but they're all in black and white. Just a crazy outfits for Clueless, but even this, they don't look that crazy because it's black and white.
Right. Even the one on that was her name Amber? I think her name's Amber. Yeah. Even her outfit that is crazy doesn't look completely crazy because it's just black and white.
Yeah. So black and white, this is my one that I'm wearing tonight. That's all I had that was fashionable and maternity that fit one of them. I'm like, I don't have any of these. I'm definitely doing the bralette. Or the belt.
Oh.
The belt would not be very flattering right in the middle of the belly.
No. Well, you can put it up high.
We could.
A high belt.
It just look really funny. Okay, so black and white. Anything else to say about black and white?
No, it's like just like we said, it's classy. You can do it with everything, go anywhere with it. I think it's never a bad. I mean, if you always are like, what can I wear? Black is good.
Yes, for sure.
And black and white. Now bright colors. Now see, I'm okay with some, like I'm okay with the pants and I'm okay with the shirt, but combining them
is where you get that me. Because it says here and then the yellow shoes, you saw that, right?
Oh, I do see the yellow shoes now.
So it says here, the old way is sneaking in that little bit of extra pop, which is like such a thing, right? From like the last
few
years, like, oh, you just have a little pop. You just add a little pop.
Yeah.
With your purse or your jewelry or your belt or your shirt, whatever.
Or your shoes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like a bold shoe or hat. Exactly.
Right. Or a scarf.
Which is spice it up. Go the new way for 2021 is to go all out. Don't shy away from borderline ridiculous. Don't shy away from borderline ridiculous. And that's what this picture is to me.
It is this. You can scratch out the word borderline. This is just ridiculous. It's just too much. So if someone were to come in here, like, you know, if I saw someone like that, I would think, what? Uh-huh. Like that's, it's just too much.
It's
so
over the top. One, I could see yes. it like a photo shoot or something. Like, yeah, model. Yeah. Now here's our right. Donna 2.0 example.
But the see, these are pops of color. Now I don't know what Donna, and if y'all don't know who Donna is, she's the one in the middle. That whole outfit should just be scratched. But see, Kelly has the jacket. Now she does have a purple shirt. I don't even know why that goes.
Orange or red jacket, whatever that is.
Yeah, like a
purple shirt and polka dot shorts. She's gone all out. This is a good example here.
Brenda, though, on the other hand, white shirt and just red pants. Yeah. Like I'm okay with that. That the first that we saw, the green and the pink and the yellow. If you did like all black or even black and white with the yellow shoes, hey, that would be nice for me personally. I'm not going to walk around looking like a Skittles, you know? So.
Okay. So what we're seeing here is you would wear what Brenda's wearing besides the shoulder pad white shirt.
But yeah, I was about to say, not that the exact red pants, shirt.
You could see yourself like, okay, one or the other bright.
Right.
For an outfit.
Right.
Donna's we're just not going to talk about because it's a, for anyone who's not watching us, just listening, it's a black oversized vest with some black like baggy flowy shorts with a flower print with pink biker shorts underneath and a t-shirt, a baggy t-shirt.
It's a t-shirt.
If you're thinking Betsy's not describing this well, that can't be what she means. No, that is what I mean. It is
exactly
that terrible.
What she means.
And Donna was like, probably weighed like 95 pounds here. And
don't say that. She'd probably be mean. She's probably 85 pounds.
Yeah. Right. So, and then Kelly has a orange jacket.
Yeah. Coral color jacket with a bright purple shirt
with white biker shorts with blue polka dots.
Polka dots.
Mm-hmm. I think this must've been this had to be like the first season. Cause it's still kind of 80s representing here.
Right. Look at their hair too, you know?
Oh, they just, did they have a hairdresser the first season? I don't know. Okay. So bright colors, you know me, I actually like bright colors.
You'd wear this outfit.
I had a, like, as my brother called it, a highlighter skirt that was bright yellow. And I paired it with a black and white polka dot shirt and I would wear it to work.
Which is fine.
So it's pretty bold. I mean, you got polka dots and the skirt alone was like, I mean, it kind of hurt your eyes. I couldn't have worn it as a top because I would have just looked so, my complexion would have been really bad. But yeah, I like brights.
But that's more of a statement piece where this is like statement piece, statement piece, statement piece, like the whole thing. Okay. And they don't even like mesh, you know?
So I agree with you in this picture here. I would say I would wear the colors together. I don't have any yellow shoes. It just seems like a waste of money because how often am I going to wear them? But I would wear the green color pants with this color top, but not the crazy ruffles, with just like a simple, like almost like t-shirt, just very plain top. But it was
that kind of looks like a watermelon.
Yes. So if I had like a watermelon, like simple top, like this just kind of stretchy, plain, no collar, no bling, just plain color, that color. Coral watermelon top with these lime green pants, I would wear that. But again, I like color, and also I wouldn't wear yellow shoes because I just would never buy them, because what am I gonna wear?
If y'all own a pair of yellow shoes, could you please let us know?
Yeah.
Like yellow flip-flops, like
Yellow heels. Yeah. And maybe you bought them because you had a really awesome yellow dress, like in How to Lose a Guy in 10 days.
Oh, that's a great dress.
See, I know. Okay. So in bright colors is a negative for you and negative, you think, for everybody.
Yes. Okay. I'm still back in the old way statement pieces. That's what I like.
Okay. I don't think this is a good picture for it. Okay.
Now I'm going to be honest. If you walked up and had that on and we're going out, I would say,
what are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
I know you would.
100% I would and say, what are you wearing?
Because we are best friends and I have the personality I have, I would say, I like it. Let's go. And you'd be like, okay, Betsy. Do you remember the dress?
You're going to embarrass me.
What? Yeah, that's what you say. Do you remember? Here's a story for everyone. Do you remember I had a dress that had pockets on it? And I think I was, where was I wearing it? Maybe to Beth Gehring's like rehearsal dinner or something. And you were, I kept putting my hands in the pockets in the front. It was like,
oh, because they were little like pockets, like decorative here. Pockets.
No, it was a shirt. Yeah. It was like, it was like baby.
These were not, now y'all are thinking, oh, pockets, nice pockets. Like, no, no. These were little bitty decorative pockets.
And they weren't really meant to be used.
No.
The pockets, not my hands. But you were like, there's pockets on your shirt. And I was like, yeah. And you're like, because they were like low. It wasn't like, if I designed the shirt, I wouldn't have thought to put pockets there. But I like the shirt anyway. And you were like, and I said, look, my hands fit. And you're like, oh, God, don't do that. And I was like, why? What else am I going to do with these pockets? And you're like, nothing. They're decorative. And I was like, they're for my hands. And I kept putting my hands in them. And it was like awkward too, because it was like, they weren't low.
Because they were like at my waist. Your, like boobs, so like, but they weren't here. Low. Yeah, they were kind of mid.
Right at my belly button. And so when we went to walk into a restaurant or wherever we were going.
It was a really nice
You turned around.
Place. Yeah.
And you looked at me and I was like, and you, just walking behind you, I didn't even say anything. And you turned around and you saw me and you're like, Becky, get your hands out of your pocket. And I was like, my hands are cold, Angela. And you were like, you are so embarrassing. And I was like, I don't see what the problem is. And I just kept doing it all night. You look at me and I put my hands in my pockets and you're like, I'm going to rip those pockets off that shirt.
Because why? Like, don't put pockets. And I like pockets on like,
you like know, real pockets for are, real hands, yes, not real for like pockets. Doll hands.
Right, but not like pockets that the pocket is this big and your hand is that big. You can't do that. And then your hand's kind of sticking over the pocket.
Oh, there's just so many ways that you can annoy Angela if you know the right thing.
And like you're crazy.
When
eyes.
Mary Markle got married.
Stop it.
And yes, I kept
that's
calling
what she
her
called Mary Markle.
Instead of Megan, I kept calling her Mary. And Angela's like, it's Megan. The first time she's like, it's Megan. And I was like, is it? I really thought it was Mary. And she's like, it's Megan. This is the day of the wedding. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, well, you would know. I don't really follow those things. And then I just kept saying it. And there were other people that just kind of like, it's like, whatever, Betsy, our other friends. And then after like the fourth time, Angela said, she was like, well, do you know with Mary's dress? And she's like about to say Mary's dress or Mary something about her. And she looked at me and she was like, I hate you. Like she was so mad because I had said it so many times. I made her accidentally call her Mary instead of Megan. It was one of my proudest moments.
Oh, is it? I'm glad. Yeah. In all of our years of friendship.
In all of our years of friendship, I got you to call Megan Mary Markle. Oh. We have a little frozen. Okay, there we go. Are we ready for the next
one? Sorry about that. Yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's look at the next one. So Bright, I just wish they
Let's
had a better
go
picture.
On.
You,
yeah,
you
go
said
to the
thumbs
next
down.
One.
I'm actually going to say thumbs down as well.
Good.
So because I just don't think it's like really useful for, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that this is going to happen the way they say it is. I'll wear
and
a bright
if this
dress.
Happens, this is not, I'm going to be honest too. This is not happening like down here where I live. It probably isn't happening where you live. This is happening like big cities like New York, if it's happening at all.
Which and here people wear like, oh, brights are in and they'll wear a bright shirt with jeans.
Right. Like they're we said, gonna, yeah, one or the other.
I think if this does happen and they do like really, it goes really all of a sudden, here we are and it's happening. I think it'll be a flash in the pan. I think it'll be this year and then we're done. It's not going to stick around.
Okay, next one.
Matching sets. I think this is a terrible picture for matching sets.
This is there
In fact,
is
I'm
nothing
pull up
good
something
about
else.
This
because this is like if you're listening, it's a girl wearing a pattern,
neon colors
in a vertical stripe with like zigzag patterns. Yes, all of those
the
things
shirt
on one outfit and the shirt and
the
pants.
Yeah.
Are both this pattern. Okay,
and this is who would wear this?
I don't know. And the shoes don't match. I just think this is a terrible picture of a matching set. So let's pull up something else for matching sets while we're just talking about this, you know, and where are we going to go? We're going to go to Clueless, obviously. Because if you're going to do matching sets, you might as well look like Sharon Dion. Like, let's
but so here's the difference with these. Yes, it's matching, but you at least have the underneath of both of them that breaks it up a little
bit. Yeah.
So I'm okay with Sharon Dion in both of these outfits, although Dion's hat, I'm like, what? But anyway, because that underneath breaks it up, completely okay with their outfits. The tie-dyed crazy girl, not at all. No.
But I think even if you didn't have the underneath vest with the white t-shirt, very interesting, we'll get into that later. Even if you had like Legally Blonde, she wore quite a few like outfits that were the same exact color or pattern. This, see, with the matching sets, they're also not just saying the same color. They're saying a pattern on the shirt and print, a pattern on the pants or the skirt. I'm okay with the pattern. It does kind of remind me of an older lady's.
Now, I was just about to say, like, tweed, you know, I'm okay with that. Here's the thing, though.
Because I don't want to look like I'm 65.
Right. And both of these that they're wearing,
really, let's be honest,
are skirts.
Yes.
And in Reese Witherspoon, Legally Blonde, skirts. Exactly. Outfits also.
Yes.
What we saw, the matching sets, is pants. And that's a whole nother ballgame.
I totally agree, 100%. So the other thing too is the pattern. Like, I feel like you could do a floral, but not too crazy floral, and you could get away with this. But it really, to me, is really on the verge of the
over
75.
These look like pajamas.
Well,
you know?
I don't know if you, so the description says the old way as pajamas or loungewear. And the new way is matching sets and sweatsuits can be worn around the house, but they work for social gatherings too.
No, y'all don't do this. Just don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no.
I just, it's the pattern. You can't take a crazy pattern and do it head to toe. And even with a pattern that isn't too crazy, I would feel like I'm running the risk of looking like I got it from my grandma's closet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because wasn't that more of a thing, like matching, you know?
I don't know.
This, I feel like that was a thing with an older generation.
This girl right here is thumbs down.
Yes. I think so. Yeah. I think this whole thing is thumbs down, the way they're talking about it, with like crazy pattern matching outfits.
But if you're saying it's okay for pajamas, but now you can wear them outside, no, pajamas, you just need to keep inside.
This girl that we're looking at, I don't even want to wear that as pajamas.
Yeah, I know.
It is ugly.
It is ugly. Thank you.
I mean, if I'm going to get pajamas that are matching set, I'm going to get cute ones.
I want to get something cute. I know. Yeah. I
mean, that might be comfortable, but it doesn't even look comfortable. Okay, so this is a down for me.
For both of us.
Everybody. I don't think this is going to take off. I think it's really hard to pull off. I don't think the girl in the picture is pulling it off. I don't even know if I'm like, are there more examples? Oh, it's just, whoops.
Oh,
sorry.
Stop. That's no.
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's go to our next one.
Oh, no. What happened? Okay. Here we go. Okay. Next one.
Okay. Yeah.
Sleeves and shoulders.
Oh, yeah. So shoulder pads and big sleeves, they are kind of coming back again. You know, they're not the same shoulder pads as we grew up in our moms in the 80s.
Yes.
But they're coming back, and big sleeves are coming back. And I'll be honest, I'm okay with that.
Because on certain
outfits and shirts and dresses, it looks nice. I have a shirt that kind of has, it's bigger tailored, but then the sleeves are kind of bigger. Yeah. And I like it. And I actually wore it for Easter one time and got a lot of compliments. So.
Well, there you go. You should wear it more often then. I want to see it.
Well, you can't wear it that much. That's another thing about things like this, you know, because it's so like, oh, wow, look at that. You can't wear it a whole lot.
Yeah. You know? I think the sleeves, I'm still kind of on the fence about it. I feel like the way that we're going to see presented in clothes that we would buy is not going to be as extreme as what we just saw that girl wearing. It's
right,
not going to be
right.
What we see.
Yeah.
Kind of like when we see the prairie look. You know, prairie look style with these kind of, we see that on runways and stuff, but then when it trickles down, it's like, okay, it's a lot less crazy when it's stuff that we can buy. And I'm like, oh, okay, right. That's cute. I could see that. You know, you were saying the princess chic or something when we were talking about wedding dresses, a little like cap sleeves and little baby doll dresses, kind of like Clueless and whatever.
Yeah.
That when it comes down to where we would buy it, I'm like, okay, that's cute. And I think the sleeves also can be done in a cute way, but mm-hmm. it's kind of iffy because you can't just buy anything you see with giant sleeves and be like, oh, this is trendy right now. You need to use your own judgment because there's going to be right. stuff in the stores that you're going to try and be like, okay, no, these are big sleeves and I look terrible. Like this looks
and my arms look like really little, like not little, like thin, little, yeah. like short. You know, yes. because the sleeve is so big, you look like the length weird. Yeah,
here, mm-hmm. and you gotta look at the overall thing. You can't just be like, "Oh, it has puffy sleeves, and that's in style. I'm gonna get it." Is it flattering?
Because I was about to say, then how is the bodice?
Yes. How does the neckline look with it? How does the and yeah. I'm gonna put this out there. If you are looking for something with big sleeves, please let that be the only distinguishing thing about the dress. The one we just saw, the girl's wearing a green dress. You notice there wasn't anything else that was crazy. It wasn't like, oh, right. well, look at her big collar. Oh, look at those giant buttons, or she's wearing a big belt, or she's doing this or whatever. It was just that one feature. So solid print, like, you know, everything right. else is pretty toned down. And then it has the sleeves as like the focal point, which is kind of fun. And it's trendy right now and it can look very good on you. But
also I would say, don't go with bad. Caution. 20 shirts with big yeah. sleeves. 2 or 3. Because this will not last long.
It's
I would
not going to last long.
Yeah, no. 2-3 at the most. Because yeah. next year, you're going to need to get toss them.
No, yeah, super big ones. Yeah, I think they'll probably get tapered down to more of like a little cap, you know, with maybe a mm-hmm. gathered or something, like a little pleated there, you know, like that. And just, it'll get to
yeah.
where we still see it around, but much more like
not the big sleeve
to work yeah. every day kind, not the giant ones that's like going out, look at my cool shirt, you know.
So big sleeves, you're
big sleeves. I'm a thumbs up. I just with a word of caution.
Yes.
I think it's fun. Yeah. No, you could address like that.
And this is a good, we maybe should have started this. You need to know you and your body and what looks good on you. Mm-hmm. And you know, because not everyone can pull off all these things too, you know? So
that's why it's like, you know, you can't just say, oh, this isn't style. I'm getting it. Besides black and white, black and white, you know, you probably,
yeah, anyone can do that.
Black and white. Yeah. As long as it's a flattering pattern style, right. but that's a lot easier to say this is trending right now than
right.
the puff sleeves. You just got to make sure that it is actually flattering on you.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Right.
And I like your point that you don't need 20 outfits like this. You know, mm-hmm. if I get one or two dresses that has those sleeves on it to wear, oh, I'm going to a wedding, I'm doing something fun and different. Okay, fine.
I just get one, people.
How about one?
Don't waste. Shirt? Okay. Okay. You can do that. Sure, one
you
dress.
Can with jeans. You can go out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like anybody's going out, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not so bring that up.
Okay. So Ray, thumbs up for puffy sleeves. Okay. I'm not really thumbs sure up. About the shoulder pads. With limited use, people.
Yeah.
That was just kind of mentioned. I'm like, well, let's just see how that goes. So here right. we go. There's, we're going to say goodbye to the sleeves and we're going to move to chunky flats. Oh my gosh. This reminds me of high school.
This really does.
Shoes. And this is the only shoes in the list as far as trending. So now, I did see in a different list, they had square toed shoes coming back. And I was like, that's kind of fun. I like square toed shoes, but.
I was about to say, I like these. I'm okay with these.
I am 100% on board with chunky flats because yes. personally, there are always heels out and they're showing you, oh, heels in all the magazines. And I'm like, yeah. for me and my lifestyle, I have a few pairs of heels that I wear.
Yes.
But I don't want 100 pairs of heels. I'm never going to wear them.
And as the older I get,
yeah.
Heels are not that comfortable, like wearing them hours at a time.
No, I just
don't think they are. No. Whereas something like this, I could probably wear all day and be fine in, you know?
Yes. I feel like heels are for sit and receive. They are sit and receive shoes. So if you have an event where you're going to be sitting and receiving people, this is great. If you have an event where you're going to be standing a lot or dancing, I need to find some comfortable shoes, you know. No, I probably wouldn't wear chunky flats to go dancing.
Yeah, I was about to say, or wedding or something like that. And again, you have to be careful with what you pair these with. Yes. I wouldn't just pair those with, you know, a really nice outfit or a dress. No way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just got to watch what you do.
Now, I do think that you could pair them with the dress if you got their style right. Because another thing we saw coming back was kind of like the chunkier little like ankle boots or even like combat boots, but not like full on, like more stylish versions. Mm-hmm. And I could see that with like, you know, a maxi dress or something, because it's got the femininity part to it. So you could like kind of throw in something that's not as feminine. So, but yeah, chunky flats I think are cute. They dress up a little bit more than a regular flat. And they're comfortable to wear. So I'm like, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get some chunky flats in here. I can wear them with jeans. I can wear them with, you know, whatever I can pair them with. So,
yeah. So thumbs up for both of us. That's good. Yeah. Okay. What's our next one?
Some chunky flats, but it sure as heck reminds me of high school.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So chunky flats is a go.
What is this? Oh, Maxie.
This is a terrible.
This is terrible. This is horrible.
This is for maxi dress. Like, and I saw this on another list too, like long maxi dresses. Floral prints, flowy. This looks like a muumuu, and she has jeans on underneath it. I don't.
This
why
looks
did they
like
use this picture
I
in
don't
style.
Know,
why did you use this picture? I want
to
write.
Maybe they
magazine.
Don't want you to buy maxis, because I personally love maxi dresses.
And you wear long maxi dresses.
I do
a
I
lot
do.
More than I do. I am like thumbs up all the way, but it's hard for me to find ones that I feel look good on my 5'2" body.
Well, and I'm a little bit taller than you. So yeah. So I like how they look on me.
Yes.
You know, with the,
and I think
the long length.
Exactly.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
I think, and I know you love like the length on them. And
yes,
I think it's great. I wish I had more, but I always try them on in the store and I'm like, it's so cute, but it just is 6 inches
you have to
too
probably,
long.
I was about
or
to say, cut off
the,
5 inches.
You know, the waist doesn't fit in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
So what's supposed to be under my boobs is actually down by my belly button. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really look good.
That's
you know?
Not a good fit.
So then I'm like, I can take up the straps here to make it shorter so that it fits here. I'm like, okay, how much am I going to pay for a dress that I have to alter in 3 different ways? You know,
I was about to say, that's a lot. And see, for me, with my height and... Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally just buy them and I put them on because it fits the shoulders where it's supposed to hit me and then the length. It's
now
perfect.
Shorter maxis, like this kind of style that she's wearing. I don't want to say anything. I mean, this is terrible what she's wearing, but
yeah, this really is
similar to the style you like, but in a shorter, you know, like the knit, very comfortable fabrics and those kind of things. The shorter ones that come to the knee, I'm like, I'm good with these. And oftentimes they're too short on my taller friends. And with me, I put them on. I'm like, we're good because I'm fine.
Because
I don't
have
to worry about
one.
My butt showing, you know?
Yes. And I have one that's kind of short and I didn't think about it at the time because it's extremely cute. But when I've worn it out, I'm like, ooh, this is kind of short for me, you know? I wore it to Alaska actually. That black, I don't know if you remember, black top. And then the bottom was like a pink and white.
Yes, I do remember. Yeah. It's cute. So we are both team maxi
thumbs
dress.
Up. Yes. 100%.
I think they are
super comfortable too.
You can wear them to very like different occasions, dress it up, dress it down, casual, more dressy. You can also like, I feel like everybody can find one or colors that work for them, styles that work for them and maxi dresses. Mm-hmm. So I really like that. It's not a, you know, this only works for certain people type dress. I feel like you can find a style that work on your body type. So I don't recommend the picture of this.
No, nor do you have to wear jeans underneath.
And tennis
and then
shoes.
She has tennis shoes. Yeah, no.
This is just weird that they even
it
chose
is.
This for InStyle. When the other ones are like models.
Right.
Modeling the clothes. And this is like, is this an influencer or something? Yeah, it must be an influencer because it's like her Instagram.
So weird.
Yeah, I don't recommend this. I'm going to say right now that I feel like this is number one, three or four or five sizes too big on this woman. Look at the waistband on her.
And right.
Then second of all, I think judging from this photo, this will be attractive on zero people.
You know what this kind of looks like?
I don't
like?
Care if you're a supermodel. This is not going to look good on you.
That movie Overboard.
Yes.
Where he finds her a dress. This is what the dress is that we're looking at on her. Yes. How Goldie Hawn came out and it's so big. This is like her. Gingham, this is the dress.
Pink and white gingham.
Yeah.
Big sleeves, but not in a good way. Pleated
it's
at the waist.
Too, yeah.
Gathered.
Okay, let's go on.
My mom's wedding dress originally had this ruffle at the bottom.
Oh my
thing.
Gosh.
Just FYI.
So we're both good for maxis, but not this dress.
No, not this one. Checkerboard. Not a fan of this. It looks like it's pajamas. Is it supposed to be pajamas?
I know. Why do they do like the worst pictures?
I don't know. This is an Instagram person too. I don't
just
don't know who these people are, but maybe they're famous.
Somebody might know who
checkerboard.
They are.
Well, let's switch this. I'll switch to some other checkerboard because you know we got
Because we have better examples of checkerboard than picture.
We've got the plaid, obviously, from Clueless. That's also vest, which we're gonna talk about in a minute. Sorry, I don't know if I have, but you can use your imagination with other checkerboards. I don't know if I have the I don't think I have anything from 90210. No, I'm sorry. I don't. I have this for brights, but I think that's kind of cute. So,
yeah.
Would you wear that for bright colors?
Yeah, because it goes.
And it's got a big belt because it's 90210.
That's true.
All right. Sorry. I don't have an example.
Checkerboard. I really can't even see the picture that well, to be honest with you.
Oh, whoops. I don't know if I can zoom
it. Make it bigger?
Really zoom in. Unless she's got, no.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's all I got.
Does it look like,
That went to her Instagram when I tried to get closer.
Oh.
Yeah, it just looks like a checker. If you're listening, it's a black and white checkered muumuu looking outfit.
Yeah, but it doesn't do anything for her. But I'm okay with checkerboard, I think.
I am too.
You know?
I think it's cute. I think it's a cute pattern. I think you can do it in dresses, skirts. I don't know about pants for me personally. Sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't do pants.
Jackets. So I'm thumbs up for checkerboard.
I'm pattern. Thumbs up also.
Although it'll never be polka dots in my opinion, because I love polka dots.
You do like polka dots.
I do. Okay.
Okay.
Best. I was waiting to hear what you thought about this one.
Okay. I'm not a big vest fan.
And this girl is wearing a purple sweater vest, V-neck, it's sleeveless, and she has a white t-shirt underneath, and on the sweater is like, looks like a kid's drawing of three yellow flowers.
Yeah. And then she has a skirt that the bottom is almost see-through. It's a white skirt.
Mm-hmm. Like spandexy kind of skirt.
Yeah. I am not a huge vest for girls. I'll say that. I like them on guys, you know, but I don't like them on girls that much.
I don't
there,
know.
There, I said
who
it.
Who are you? Who are you? Did you go to high school with me? Did you?
I mean, you it's not, me? I could tell you what I like and what I don't like, and that's it.
And that is not it. Okay. Well, let me find my other photos.
Do you
here.
Have a high school
here.
Picture?
Of me wearing a vest with a white t-shirt underneath, 100%. I don't have it ready for the podcast, but 100% there's pictures.
Well, what have you been doing all day?
I think one of my yearly photos is like a tan weird sweater vest over a white t-shirt.
I think your photo of going to jail is a vest.
No, that's in the uniform. That's in the school uniform. Okay,
now,
so
see,
we have like, this here with Clueless with a white t-shirt underneath.
You know, and
this
that
is more
looks,
feminine and more fitted
right.
than we just saw, I think.
Right. So I helps. Like this, but still, this is not my style. Like, I know what works well with me. This doesn't work well with me.
Okay.
So that's why I don't like it. On some people like Cher and Dion, that looked fine. But for me, vests just, they're not me. So I don't do vest.
Oh, well,
yeah,
but
sorry.
Would you think that they're okay for other people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you think it's a okay trend that's coming
now up? I thought that purple thing was a hot mess with the flowers, but
the example they gave was pretty bad.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay. But I'm okay with vest. I'm not like, oh, no vest, never vest, you know?
Well, I didn't know because you were saying like on women, it sounded like you kind of didn't really like them on women at all. We're mostly talking about women's fashion tonight, not men's.
Yeah. Yeah. I really don't have a whole lot to, but you do see more vests with guys, you know, they wear vests like under their like suits and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm pretty much going to give a thumbs up to anything that I don't think is hideous.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
So I don't mind vest. I do think if you're going to go in the vest direction, kind of like the big sleeves, just be aware that it probably is going to come and go pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
The layered and look with vest with like shirts underneath, collared shirts and t-shirts. It's hard for me because looking back
so long ago, I know.
I feel like we realized it really wasn't very flattering. So why would I want to do it now? So like you, I'm not going to be doing this now. I'm not opposed to other people. You find a vest.
Right.
You go, you do you. But
you do you.
It's not like the matching sets of crazy pattern shirts and pants where I'm like, you should not do you. You should not do that.
And also, though, I will say this. Whatever you do decide to do, like, own it. Just walk in the room like you own the room.
Be confident.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then people will be like, oh, that's, look at that, look you at know? That.
She's so cute.
Yeah. Except if you come across a Karen and they'll be like, oh, what is she wearing?
yes, but we are not Karens in that way. We'd be very happy for you. Just be aware that you might look back 20 years later and say, why did I wear that with a white t-shirt underneath it? Why did
I do that? There's a lot going on.
Because that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
Do we have any more fashion?
So vest, I'm going to give a thumbs up for you and yours. For me,
I'll give it. Yeah. I'm the same way. It's thumbs up if you want to do it, but it thumbs down for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be cute.
But it's not me at all.
We do have some more. So let's go back here. All right. Now, next we have the oversized pants. Go ahead.
Okay.
What are you going to tell me about this? This girl in the first, tell me about the girl in the picture. Describe it for the people.
The girl in the picture weighs about 25 pounds.
Yeah.
And she has on pants that probably are a size large. So they are oversized for her since she's so petite. Yeah. And then she has
they're
a
also too long, which is interesting.
Yeah, they're really long.
Mm-hmm.
She has a crop top on.
A sweater crop top. Mm-hmm. Like really chunky.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Chunky sleeves and everything.
And I know this is like a look. This whole thing is like probably like I just rush to get dressed. I really don't care, but I probably really spend an hour and a half putting this outfit together.
Yeah, you know? Not more.
Right. Oversized pants. I have to be careful with for me. For some people, they look cute on, but very rarely do they look cute on because sometimes they can just become like, oh, that's just, what's the word I'm looking for?
Aggie. Sloppy. Sloppy. Yeah. They just, who does it look good on?
That little 25 pound girl.
Okay. So models.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Because most people, you just look sloppy, you know, and I can't see you doing a big oversized shirt and oversized pants unless you are about 25 pounds.
Yeah. The pairing here with the giant chunky sweater with those pants, I would literally look like I was swimming in clothes if I put that on. That is not going to work.
I would look like I just rolled out of bed and
and
those, you know, because it just. Yeah, you don't look put together, you know.
No,
now she looks put together, but she's different than we are
in the middle of a street. Also,
right?
So that's like
If you can't, if you don't know, her head is just turned to the. I don't know if that's her right or left, but it's just turned so you don't actually see her face. You just see her side profile. She's 100% modeling. What are we looking at here?
We're looking at a picture from Clueless when they do the makeover with Ty.
Oh yeah,
And she has a little crop top baby doll fitted shirt that they cut off, which I think is a better pairing if you're going to wear giant pants. And then her pants aren't that giant, but they're definitely like, they're fitted at the waist and they're just baggy.
And then they're just baggy.
Like
yeah.
we used to wear then. They just aren't skinny or straight leg like we used to, you know.
No, I don't think I ever did like baggy pants. You might have, but I don't think I did.
I didn't, but they, I mean, they were just weren't as, like the jeans, now people would be like, you're wearing baggy jeans, the jeans we wore. I mean, if you look at the jeans from 90210, they are mom jeans.
Right, right.
And so they're, which, they're only those fitted are, at the waist, and then the rest of the pants, you got plenty of room to breathe all the way down.
Listen, mom jeans are totally coming back.
Yes, again, straight
very much so. Yes. You
know? And I'm okay with that. I mean, I saw something today when I was looking up some stuff for this that was like, please don't bring back the low rise pants. Like say oh no to low rise pants, because everybody, I the low rise pants, even when they were in style, even when I tried to wear them, they don't feel like they're like, they fit right on me.
You feel like the whole time you want to like pull them up. Yes.
So I'm like, the fact that they're a little higher, I'm not saying they have to go up to your bra line, but they sit a little bit higher. A woman's body is shaped like this, so if they can sit a little bit there, it is helpful. They just are more flattering on me. They're more comfortable. So I was like, yes, please don't ever bring those back, the low rise.
But the low rise, remember, I also think it brought the tramp stamp.
Yes.
You know, the tattoo and the low back, because
and the thongs, you have so much, and
yeah, you have so much exposed. Like, yeah, well, oh, let's put a tattoo there.
Because
you know?
Even with normal length shirts, you're gonna see midriff in your back at some point,
right? Doing right.
Stuff, you know. So okay, so back to baggy pants.
We're both I'm a no for them. You know,
I think I'm a no, honestly, for everyone unless you're a model. Like, I just don't think they're flattering on anyone. Yeah. Who is it flattering? Like you said, it's going to look like
25 pounds
pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Even with a cute fitted shirt. And the only thing really you could wear with it is something very simple that's fitted. You couldn't wear no puffy sleeves with it or anything else that's like bigger.
Oh, dad, no.
As a ruffle. No. You're going to look like a freaking clown. So,
and don't wear like a shirt, an oversized shirt, and put a belt and then the baggy pants. Oh my gosh. Don't do that.
So I'm just going to say no totally to oversized pants.
You. Yeah.
I am a fan of regular pants that aren't skinny jeans.
Oh
I,
yeah.
You know, I mean, those who come isn't? Back because now, I mean, I feel like skinny jeans, everywhere skinny jeans now. I'm like, can we just get like, you know, regular?
Can we go to some regular pants?
Yeah. That aren't all so freaking tight. Like everything is jeggings tight. And I'm like, we don't. It's just not, yeah. You just have to
for
worry
some
so
people,
much more about how you look. And it's like, I don't want to deal with all that all the time. Okay. So let's see if we have any
What's
more.
Our next
I do
one?
Think we have, I do think we have maybe one more. Oh, shoot. Where is it? There it is. Okay. So baggy jeans or baggy pants. Nope. I think it's our last one.
That was it. Okay.
That's it.
Well, just so interesting though, the list. So, y'all let us know what you think.
Yeah. I mean, which styles are you going to go with? Send us your pictures or other things you've heard
of.
Yeah. I'm going to say real quick, a couple other things that I heard of, and I'm going to say, you like this or that. You ready?
Okay.
Wide stripes in like big block colors, like really wide stripes, like red and black shirt, like two or three colors. Does that make sense? What do you think about those big chunky, like colors like that? I'm pro
stripes. Stripes sometimes
not stripes
though,
like this.
Your stripes,
yeah. These are like this is wider. All maternity. I would not wear this normally, but all the maternity clothes are striped because it makes your belly look bigger. So, but normally I'm like no horizontal stripes. But if it's like that, like big chunks, like three colors on a shirt, I'm okay with that. So I'm like, yeah, bring it back. I like color.
I don't know.
Okay, you can say no. It's a quick, just, you know.
I think I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I think I'm going to say no.
The next one is floss. No, this is not what you're thinking. This is like little tiny straps that wrap around your stomach and like strings, like think strings and strappy stuff. No. I'm going to go no. I don't think this is easy or flattering for most people. I think this is a runway thing. I don't know how that's going to translate down to where I am.
Yeah. So. But I will say y'all should floss your teeth.
Yes.
Every night.
That is in, that's coming back for 2021. Yes. If you did not floss in 2020, it's coming back for 2021. You don't already have.
So floss clothing. No, for me, Teeth, yes.
Cape.
Okay.
Cape what? And cape light. Cape, like a villain, like a cape, a superhero cape.
People and, wear a cape?
And cape like things. So like big sleeves that kind of wrap around you and look like these. I'm going to say no. I don't know how this is going to translate.
There are some really nice dresses that I remember, like Oscar like and stuff.
Formal, yes.
Yes, that I...
Formal,
that okay. They had like a cape and I was like, oh, that's really pretty.
Or they had like but a never, big wraparound thing.
Yes,
yes. Yes.
But never in real life have mm-mm. I seen it. So I'm going to say no.
So no, unless you're going to the Oscars. No cape-like right. stuff, okay?
Yes.
I also think that it's just so big, it would just kind of overwhelm most people.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you would see is this cape. Or, I mean, if you want to wear something like that, you're getting married, go for it. Yeah. Or you go to the Oscars.
So Oscars or your wedding dress. You yes. totally do that.
Metallic, like sparkly. They called it living room disco. So like dresses that are all like real blingy sparkles, but in metallic shades.
Yes.
I'm a go.
Yeah.
I love,
you know, metallics. I love sparkles. I
it's
like
so
metallics.
Fun. And you can pair it with jeans. You can go dress yeah. up, go yeah. to a wedding. Like I was yeah. like, yeah, I think those are fine.
Those are, that's like right up my alley.
Cutouts. So besides just the cold shoulder, which was not given an example, they had cutouts like on your sides, cutouts in the back, cutout in your stomach. I'm not a fan of any of those. The only one I saw that I did like was this kind of design. Like it goes around your neck, but then it's here.
So okay, like I have a shirt actually that I've worn on the podcast, that brown shirt that kind of comes out, but then it has a little cutout here. Yes. I'm okay with that. But cutouts on the side or... Mm-hmm.
I just don't think many people will wear it.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like a cold shoulder.
Okay. So the different kind of top cutouts of different ways you can style the top, you know, around halter or like cutout like you said here. I think those are cute. I was like, yeah, why not do cutouts?
Now, I will be honest.
Personally, I'm not going to wear a lot of them, but I think it's cute on other people usually.
I have one, that brown shirt, like I said, but it's tough to find a bra because then the straps and the weight. So you have to also watch out for that. And I know some people don't wear bras, but some people need to.
Okay. So what is yours? Yay or nay?
For cutouts? Yeah. I'm okay if it's like little like that, but sides, I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah, I'm bad. I don't know. I'm kind of like, if it looks good on you, go for it. I'm not like,
yeah,
I don't think this trend will be like, oh, we're going to see this for a long time. Cause not everybody is going to want to wear it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like, it's going to probably fade away. Now the transparent layers, like net, like a kind of a weave over something like a tank or a bralette. Or sheer is coming back, which I'm okay with. I don't wear it that much, but I think it's cute. So I'm going to go yes.
I'll wear that too. Yeah, okay. I'm good with that.
Big bold stripes. We already talked about that. Return of the corset. 90s. Oh. So corset style where you see, you know, I remember having dresses and shirts that had corset strings in the back, even though it wasn't super tight. It was just like a decorative piece.
Yeah.
So showing some of that. They were showing like, cocktail dresses or prom dresses that have the corset top with like the bottom, regular bottom. And I was like, oh yeah, I could see that. I mean, that's straight from '90s, but I think it's
for
cute.
Sure.
I think it's cute. Yeah. Just a little style piece.
I'm okay with that too.
Okay. Corset. Yep.
Yes.
And then the last one I have is they said lady with a twist, but it was basically like feminine, but
glad it wasn't
some like element of like comfortable or not totally feminine. So it'd be like, you know, like a floral print skirt, but then like the top is more like, I don't know how to say it, like a jumpsuit, but like a zip up, like hoodie or something. So it was kind of like,
maybe like, a peasant, cute peasant shirt with like cargo pants.
Yes. So they were doing like a, like comfortable element, like
mix or match
mix with that. Yeah. So it was like, it was feminine, but it was kind of like, you know, it wasn't, you know, it had that element to it too. And I was like, I'm all in
comfortable,
casual, along with like the feminine elements. So that's,
I'm good with
the
that.
Other ones I got. Yeah. You're nice. Okay.
So y'all, that's our fashion. Again, We think we know what we're talking about.
we know what we're talking about. We don't know if the rest of the world does. So that's our top 11 plus some. I don't know how many numbers are. I will link that article in the that we were showing you at the bottom. You're going to have to look up your own pictures of 90210 and Clueless if you want to reminisce.
Or just watch Clueless again. So fun.
And I think 90210 has got to be on one of the streaming services. So if you want to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Just make sure it's the old one and not the new one, because the new one is...
Oh, it's terrible.
So terrible.
I don't even know why they touched it.
That's a whole nother story. Yeah. Okay. So we hope you enjoyed going through the new fashion trends, and have a great 2021. Hope you have fun shopping, probably online for some new clothes.
Probably online, because you can't try anything on in the stores yet.
You can't bring it back. I saw signs in some of the windows, like no exchange.
Oh, really?
All sales final. Yeah, it was in like in a Forever 21 type store.
But then how are you even going to buy due to COVID. Stuff?
And I was like, you better just try it on, and because they don't want you to bring it back,
But you can't try it on in certain stores. Certain stores, their dressing rooms are closed. Like, you can't try it on. So
you might as well just buy it online.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, y'all have a great night. Please, if you haven't already, subscribe and like us on Instagram.
Please let us know what fashion trends you're going to be doing this year, which ones you're going to love and which ones
my t-shirt and jeans, because there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. Especially if you're working from home, all you need is a t-shirt. Yeah. You don't even need pants. You can get the oversized pants. That's who can get it. Right. The people that are just video chatting all day on those calls.
Right.
Okay. All right. Bye, everyone. Bye, Sean. Good night. Love you.
Bye, Bradley Cooper. Love you.